This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to the United States and France. Mr. Modi arrived in New Delhi last night. Prime Minister Modi visited the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was Prime Minister's first visit to the U.S. after the inauguration of President Trump for a second term. During a substantive and productive visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, as well as regional and global issues of concern. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from 10 to the 12th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi believes that true progress comes not only from academic excellence, but also from inner growth. He said, with self-awareness and mindfulness, young minds can develop clarity, resilience and strong sense of purpose. The fifth episode of the Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 enlightens students on the miracle of the mind. Renowned spiritual leader Sadhguru shared insights on making learning playful and cultivating a balanced, vibrant mind. Sadhguru also shared powerful mindfulness techniques to boost focus and excel in exams. He said education is not only about examination and asked students to keep the intelligence in a dynamic mode.
This is really a fantastic effort. I think nowhere in the world has ever a world leader has shown such interest in our children, being concerned about children's, the pressures that they're going through. I deeply appreciate that the Prime Minister is taking interest in the examination blues that some of them are having. First of all, education is not about examination. Examination is just an evaluation to see whether you're fit enough to go to the next step or not. And education is about giving you access to life. Now you're sitting here, this lawn, this every blade of grass. You must wonder, why are they made like this? Why hasn't it decided to grow up like a coconut tree? Why is it only this much and doing what it's doing? What I'm telling you is, you must keep your intelligence in a dynamic mode. Doesn't matter what it is.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of the Birla Institute of Technology, BIT Mesra in Ranchi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a 31-member select committee to examine the new income tax bill. The panel will be headed by BJP MP Boijoyant Ponda and it will submit its report by the first day of the next session. The fish production in the country has doubled in the last 10 years. According to the Minister of Fisheries, fish production has increased from 95 lakh tons in 2013-14 to over 184 lakh tons in 2023-24. The Ministry said that India is the second largest fish producing country with around 8% share in the global fish production. It also said that over the past two decades, India's fisheries sector has witnessed significant growth and transformation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Ukrainian counterpart, Andriy Sybiha, on the sidelines of Munich Security Conference in Germany late last night. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts towards resolution of the Ukraine conflict. They also spoke on further advancement of India-Ukraine bilateral cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar also met Defense Minister of Germany Boris Pistorius. The talks revolved around bilateral cooperation and the Ukraine development. In squash, the Indian girls and boys teams both have advanced to the semifinals of the Asian Junior Team Championship in Hong Kong. The Indian girls team finished second in Pool B to seal a spot in the last four. Anahat Singh won all her matches 3-0 in pool stage. Now the girls team will face home favourites Hong Kong in the semi-finals today. India's Gulveer Singh has etched his name in history by breaking a 17-year-old national record in the indoor men's 3,000 metres at the David Hemery Invitational Meet in Boston. Clocking 7 minutes 38.26 seconds, Singh not only clinched the silver medal but also eclipsed the previous national record set by Surinder Singh by 11 seconds. Light to moderate rainfall is expected in the northeastern parts of the country today. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD said dense fog conditions will continue to prevail during the early morning hours in isolated pockets of sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. And that is the end of this news bulletin.